Philip, what's your Twitter name?
My Twitter name is at Philip O'Connor. That's O-N-N-O-R at the end. Not an E, as the Swedes tend to spell it.
Where are we right now?
At the moment, we're in the centre of Stockholm. We're in a place called Hötorgshallen. And Hötorgshallen is about the best sort of supermarket, food market that there is in the city. At the moment, we're actually underground as well. There's a cinema above us. But as we walk around here, we have everything from sort of rabbits for sale to chocolates to a gentleman singing in the background here. Fresh fruit, fresh fish, basically anything you need to make a fantastic dinner for your beloved this evening, you'll find it here in Hötorgshallen.
What have we just eaten? You just very kindly took me for lunch. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. We went to a classic Swedish restaurant called Kajsas Fisk, and as you saw when we got here, it's very, very popular with the locals. Kajsas Fisk, Fisk means fish. Kajsa is a girl's name, so it's Kajsas Fish Restaurant. And again, it's a classic here. So what we had for lunch was I had Kajsas fish soup, which is all manner of shrimp and fish and whatever they find for the day, they throw it in there. It's kind of based on a French bouillabaisse soup, which is wonderful with a little bit of bread. And what you had was a herring flounder with mashed potatoes. It's a really, really traditional Swedish dish. The country is basically based on making its own sort of homebrew kind of moonshine, if you like, and eating herring. So the potatoes were used to make the moonshine up in the north of the country, and the herring is cured and preserved in various different ways. You had the fresh herring today, but it'll be pickled and it'll be eaten at Christmas dinner and at Easter again next year if the weather doesn't get any better. It'll be fermented. There's 100 different ways to do the herring in this country.
It's very handy walking around with you, having lived in the area for 13 years, is that right?
Yeah, I moved to Sweden 13 years ago. My wife suggested we try it for a year or two, and that was 13 years ago, and she still hasn't taken this shackle that I'm wearing off.
And you point to stuff, and everything's got a story that I would normally walk past. So the tin of fish that you just pointed to.
Yeah, that's what they call surströmming, and the Swedes will sort of be laughing at this because they know what I'm going to say next. Surströmming is basically the fermented herring, and you put it in a can. The can has to be opened in the water, in water. So you take it into a basin in your sink and you open it because it smells so bad. It smells like human feces, right? Now, I can't tell you what it tastes like because I've come to the point in my life where I don't need to eat something that smells like human feces. But I'm told that it's an absolute delicacy, usually eaten here at the end of the summer. They put it into a very, very thin bread with mashed potatoes and onion. And the Swedish people, particularly the further north you go, and it's almost a manly sign to eat this. But you can't open it indoors. If you open it indoors, you know, it's a property crash waiting to happen.
It sounds so tasty apart from the feces bit. You know, you're not selling it, but the story has sold it in many other ways.
Just looking here, actually. If you see the mincemeat here, we're just walking past a butcher's counter here, and we have elk minced meat. So that's minced elk meat there.
And elks are pretty big. You get a lot of meat on an elk, I imagine.
There's quite a lot of meat on them. They're also very, very dangerous, because if you happen to meet one on the road in your Volvo 740, their knees are the perfect height to come straight in the window if you happen to hit them. So they come straight through your windscreen. It's really, really dangerous. And one of the things you do when you're learning to drive over here is how to deal with wild animals, which is basically sit there until they go away.
Elk known to attack Volvos?
Not really, no, but they tend to run across the road. I've actually had it in on the island of Åland, which is a Swedish-speaking island belonging to Finland. In the middle of the summer, the elk decided, right, I want to be over here now, so I'm going to go across the road. And, you know, I'm 6'4" and I look pretty awkward, so the elk is basically a bigger, fatter version of me going across the road. And the problem is when they can't actually get into the sort of the forest on the other side, because then they panic and go, whoa, where am I going over here? And then they go out, and then they get onto your body. It's just a mess.
That's a Swedish accent on an elk. That's brilliant. Tell me about what you're doing at the moment. Journalism. You are a journalist. You concentrate, focus on sport, but you do all kinds of stuff. Who are you working for?
At the moment, I work about 50 hours a month for the Reuters news agency, but I also freelance. I write a lot about politics, a lot of general news. I covered the trial of Anders Behring Breivik, the man who went mad with the gun and shot a lot of people in Norway. So yeah, basically, there's a lot of video out there. There's a lot of pictures out there. Yeah, available for all sorts of work, really.
Are you finding you're having to do multimedia now to deliver a complete story package?
It's more I'm finding that I want to do multimedia now because it's much, much easier to sell a story if you have everything there. If you have the pictures, if you have the audio, if you have the video, if you have the text, that's just the way it's going. And as I'm sure you've noticed here, if you look at the Swedish newspapers' websites, content-rich, they're the definition of it. Every one of them has TV cameras at press conferences, not just text reporters with pens and notebooks anymore. They try to, sometimes they send they broadcast these things live. So that's the way things are going up here. And I see the same thing. I originally come from Dublin in Ireland, and I see the same thing gradually starting to happen there and in the UK. If you look at the Daily Mail, has a huge forum there. That's the interactive thing just beginning. So I can see them doing the same thing where you're watching a press conference live on the Daily Mail's website, commenting, tweeting, blogging, all at the same time.
What would you say to journalists who are saying, well, I'm a writer, I shouldn't be taking photographs, or I'm a photographer, why should I be writing?
I would say you're probably soon going to find yourself doing it as a hobby rather than as a profession, because this is the way things are going, right? So there was guys, you know, newspapers used to be the way to go, printing used to be the way to go. I'm afraid printing is kind of out the window. You know, the Industrial Revolution was based around it, and now that part of history is over. So if you want a future in this, you're going to have to look at taking pictures, taking video, and finding out how to do these things. And the other thing I'd say is embrace it. It's fantastic to see your work published, to make a film, to see your picture beside your words in the newspaper. It doesn't get any better.
What have you got coming up soon?
I can't remember. What am I doing now? I'm going to London in a couple of weeks, actually, to talk about social media and how to make the complete story rather than just text. There's still a lot of sports going on. The Swedish soccer season has just finished. The Champions League is still going on, so I'll be doing a little bit more with that. And then, basically, there's a whole lot of stories that I want to tell. And this is the time of the year when I get to tell those stories rather than having to tell stories.
Where can people find your blog?
They can find me at arrowmaninstockholm.wordpress.com, where I mostly cover sort of sports and Irish politics. Ireland's a wonderful political theatre at the moment, so go in there, dip your little toe in there, and you'll find a wonderful amount of fantastic, bizarre stories, which are, the reality is always much more fun than fiction. And you can also find the corporate websites are www.eblana.se and eblana.ie. The IE one is the English one. And the name Eblana actually comes from the fact that the city of Dublin was founded by the Vikings, but before that, the city of Eblana was founded. So it's a little poke in the eye to the Swedes.
Thank you very much. Did you notice a spike in traffic when I stopped using ourmaninside.com and went to documentary.com?
I'll have to check the statistics. I have my minions working on that as we speak.
Thanks very much. Thanks very much for lunch, and thanks very much for some insight, not only to the local food, but the state of journalism for you right now.
Thank you, Christian.